From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. On-farm prices for California-grown green bell peppers have been sharply higher than a year ago, but farmers say that has more to do with short crops in other regions than pandemic-related changes in demand. In the Coachella Valley, farmers say they're harvesting red and yellow bell peppers along with green bells. Fewer peppers than expected from Mexico have been reaching our market, heightening demand for the California crops. Pork producers have been looking forward to an uptick in Chinese purchases as COVID-19 continues to cause challenges here at home for the industry. And lately, China has been purchasing large amounts of U.S. pork. U.S. Meat Export Federation CEO Dan Hallstrom tells AgWeb.com, for the first quarter, we are at 280,000 metric tons, which is 300% growth. He says weekly data for April and May will indicate the numbers are still big, but they're starting to decline a bit, which would make sense with reduced supply. Vietnam announced late last week that it will unilaterally lower tariffs on U.S. dairy products starting July 10th. U.S. Dairy Export Council President Tom Vilsack tells MilkBusiness.com, while this is certainly a development to celebrate, they will continue working toward a free trade agreement with Vietnam that expands U.S. market share by removing all dairy tariffs and ensuring that the access afforded to U.S. suppliers is second to none. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.